Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Again to another day the Lord has made and an opportunity for us to reflect upon our positions. Are you employed? 1 million people are not. Let us be grateful for the blessing of having work, even if our pay has been reduced. Opportunity then to think of the people who are out of work and what they may need. And it might be a phone call. It might just be, hey, I am checking in with you. Not a text. Ring the phone. Might just be that. It's an opportunity for us to use our God-given intelligence to try our very, very best to communicate to people who don't yet get it that there is no healthcare emergency in Washington State. There is none. There are, because they've been overcounting COVID deaths, it's about 870 people who've died. Dory Monson did some math on this. That includes all of 172 people below the age of 70. People above the age of 70, they're valuable, beloved human beings, just like all of us should be. All of us are, should be. 172 people below the age of 70 have died, and Jay Inslee keeps the state shut down. Okay. I lost two friendships, at least. And these are the people who told me. Like, one DM'd me on Twitter. The other sent me an email saying, I can no longer be friends with you. In fact, I should read the email. I should read it to you. Let me think about that. I don't know if I want to do that or not, because they don't have permission to do it. But then again, the friendship's over. So I wrote a piece called Washington State Media. Here's the headline. I question the motivation of Washington State Media on COVID-19. And the reason I question, here's what I think their motive is. I think that they're afraid of us. For the same reason that they wouldn't report on COVID-19 cases in the death camps and the sex trafficking camps, they won't do that. To this day, they won't do that. To this day, you are to believe there's been no COVID-19 cases in the death camps and the drug camps in Western Washington. They won't report on that because they're afraid you'll go down and burn the camps down because they're afraid of you. I think they're suffering from the panic of the elites. And this is a really well-documented kind of thing that elites go through. They're so smart that us bumpkins, us befuddled buffoons, us huddled masses, we won't do what's right unless we're scared into it by the smart people. So I think that's why they are hiding what's in this piece. I want you to text, if you will, Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. And get this piece and please share it with your friends. Here's some of the things that's in it. I will provide you data to show that COVID-19 cases are being inflated. Here and in Colorado and in Washington State, I will provide you data to drive home why I share with you that 99% of people are not at serious risk for this. I will provide you data in this piece to show that Stanford University has learned that COVID-19 may be less deadly than the flu. I think it's very clear that for people below the age of 70, it's distinctly less deadly than the flu. I'll provide you data to show that people who test positive for this between 95 and 98% of the time have no symptoms. They'll never know they're sick, and they develop herd immunity. Herd immunity is what has kept Sweden from falling off a cliff. Sweden has been great, and they never shut down. They never wore masks. I will explain to you with data that you can have and share with your friends that the CDC predicts 20 to 40,000 additional deaths because of the lockdown, not because of the disease, the virus, because of the lockdown. The CDC is predicting that. I will show you data analysis from a Nobel Prize winning professor from Stanford University that shows that locking down a country does not slow the growth of the virus. I'll show you that. That's a sampling. That's a small sample of what I put into this piece because I question the motivation of the Washington State media. My contention is the Washington State media, they could go out and find this information. I'm one cat. I found it. If they wanted you to have this information, you would have it. Once you get it, please share it with your friends. And if you need to, take my name out of it. share the raw data with them so they can see that they're in fact being taken for a great big swindle by a guy who likes to say, well, it may take a million jobs, but look, you know, we got the best weed. That should make
and
up for it.
Big businesses and the rich.
Shovel your sidewalk. People don't realize is that's their responsibility.
Don't think that the criminal justice system is your solution to homelessness and drug addiction. It just isn't.
Some of the voices of some of the politicians in our area, that last one, the most impotent man in all of politics, Dan Satterberg, a guy who has such bad lawyering skills that heroin Dan Satterberg couldn't make it in the private world and doesn't even prosecute people anymore. In fact, admits he will not prosecute an illegal immigrant for a DUI. He bragged about that on KUOW. Funny story about that. I found that sound bit and was using it, and I shared it with Dory Monson, who's on with us tomorrow at this hour, 8 o'clock hour. Shared that with his team. They did it on Dory's show, and they mentioned it. And I wish I could tell you the behind the scenes. I'm not supposed to, but I won't. But let me tell you that there were some folks who were not happy. Remember this? Jay Inslee waved his perfumed hand across the stinking, huddled masses eating our gruel, and he said, we have decided you may use our royal campgrounds, but only during the day.
The restrictions being lifted today include day use of our state parks, day use of our state lands that are managed by the Department of Natural Resources, and day use of state fish and wildlife areas. This includes fishing, hunting, and the ability to play golf as well. Now, we do know that all of these activities do need to be done with appropriate social distancing, as well as protocols for safety and security of everyone enjoying the outdoors.
So we're all clear. No one's going to catch coronavirus outdoors. Just so we're clear. No, there's no recorded cases of this. All right. Contrast and compare. Remember the Sesame Street song? One of these things is not the same. One of these things does not belong. Remember that? So that's Inslee about you camping. Seattle City Council legitimately is seeking. They want to make it illegal for you to remove street people living on your property. So you own a store or you have a big yard in Seattle, and some people come in and pop up a tent, and you open your window and say, what the hell are you doing? It's all right. It's all right. Seattle City Council says we can live on private property. You can't remove us. This is so crazy that the assistant mayor, Mary Durkin has two. Snow Shovel has two assistant mayors. Mike Fong, like an assistant manager at Zip Trip, right? I mean, look, nothing wrong with that. It's an honorable job, but he gets paid a lot more than an assistant manager to Zip Trip, who does more. But Mike Fong, he gets this right. Jay Inslee says you can't camp overnight in a park you own, but they want to let street people camp in your backyard, which you do allegedly own.
It's not a homelessness issue. It is really the main issue. It's a drug and mental health issue. The majority of the reason why the folks are out in the street.
We have a lot of low-income senior citizens living in this neighborhood, and they're afraid to walk the streets.
It's going to allow unauthorized encampment, not only in the CID, but it's going to spread throughout the entire city of Seattle. Any public park, any public area, and even private property, that is absolutely crazy. This legislation, I think it's the beginning of allowing any type of camping anywhere in the city. When we know that lawlessness is available and you could put up your tent anywhere, guess what's going to happen? They're going to put up their tent anywhere.
It's the assistant mayor of Seattle. I'm like, dear Lord in heaven, he sounds sane. He sounds like he might not yet be a Marxist. Oh, is he going to get a talking to? Count on it. Watch, 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 watch. Watch them turn on him. So let's just contrast and compare. Here's another opportunity to contrast and compare. Because of a virus that has killed 172 people below the age of 70, 60 or more percent of the people it has killed in our state are in long-term care facilities. Jay Inslee has been cooking the books, lying. He's been inflating the numbers by 13%. This makes this, for young people below the age of 70, this is far less deadly than the flu. Okay? All those factors in place. 1 million people are out of work, but not in government. Jay Inslee hasn't cut a position. In fact, they are scheduled to get a pay raise. He's made no suggestion he intends to cancel that pay raise. All that. You've been told, stay inside, stay safe, stay home. You have the so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin, the King County health guy who has enabled the needle sharing, enabled the fentanyl use, enabled the meth use, enabled the sex trafficking, enabled the heroin use, which has enabled the property crime. Jeff Duchin says what we do as individuals affects the community. What the community does affects us as individuals. He lectures us on radio ads. Contrast and compare. One of these things is not the same. One of these things does not belong. So Inslee has told you to stay locked inside. Put a mask over your beak. Don't complain about not earning a living. It's only 1 million people. It's only your job. It's only a retirement account. But you got to do this. Otherwise, you will kill people. You are literally killing people if you leave yourself, you're a home without a mask. But if you have 6 felony convictions, and you're in prison, open the doors and let you go. But don't worry, this is about your health. This is from Q13.
The victim said she managed to loosen his grip and scream loud enough that he ran off. Police found Corey running through the woods and the woman positively ID'd him. He told investigators he'd been doing meth for 2 weeks, hadn't slept in 7 days, and didn't remember attacking the woman. Now back in custody, this latest arrest adds to Corey's criminal record, which shows 11 arrests, 7 felony convictions, and 2 misdemeanors. Records show Corey has been in and out of prison several times. When he was given early release this month, he'd been serving time for unlawful possession of a firearm. Corey is one of approximately 1,000 Washington inmates released up to 6 months early because of COVID-19. DOC officials say 10 days after his May 2nd release, Corey removed his ankle monitor, so officials lost track of him.
Incidentally, and thanks to Q13 for that and to King 5 for the Mike Fong audio. Thank you for that. Thank you for these stories. Thank you for telling people about this. Thank you. This is what we need you. We need this skepticism from the media. Thank you, Q13. Thank you, King 5. God bless you for doing these stories. Incidentally, the health authority in Washington State, if you refuse to stay locked in your house because they decide to tell you to stay locked in your house, look, just back up for a second. This isn't me talking. This is the law. They can force you to wear an ankle bracelet. And I'll tell you a little story that I got from a friend of mine. A friend of mine got completely railroaded completely railroaded by the King County prosecutors. He's a construction guy. So he runs a construction company and he does a lot of work and he's been very, very successful. He got wrapped up into this scheme where some people you've been doing repairs in a business. And what's that stuff that's supposed to give you cancer that exists up in the insulation? What am I thinking of? I forget, but you know what it is. It's supposed to give you cancer. He got into a case where they accused him of knowing that stuff was there, but he had no idea it was there. He had no idea that it was there at all. So they went to him and said, you got to have to plead guilty and we're going to give you all this, you know, jail time if you don't do this. And he had no idea that was in the building at all. Very small trace amounts of it were. And he ended up finally having to plead. His lawyer said, look, they're going to make you stay in jail for a weekend. And eventually it was down to house arrest. That was it. And it was like 2 weeks. He had to be on house arrest. And he could work and he could go to job sites, etc. And really what they wanted him to do is they wanted him to turn and be a snitch on the people he worked for. And he said, yeah, actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to turn around and be a snitch for you guys, because then all of a sudden I'm owned by you guys and I refuse to be owned by you guys. So he wouldn't do that. So he went through with this house arrest thing. When he went to go get his ankle bracelet on, check this out. He goes in, and what this guy does, all this guy does is he puts ankle bracelets on people. That's all he does for a living. And then he tracks them. So, and when he went in to get his ankle bracelet on, he said, so what if someone just cuts this off? And he said, oh, it happens all the time. He said, what do you mean it happens all the time? He said, oh, yeah, people cut these off all the time. And he said, he told him a story of a guy who came in, got his ankle bracelet on because the government made him, you know, get this on. And he was like a six-time felon. He walked across the street after he put this ankle bracelet on, and he cut it off as he sat and looked at the guy. He looked at the guy who ran the business, and he cut the ankle bracelet off, and he tossed it in the garbage. That's how, like, these guys view, that's how they view this. That's how they view this, this being told that you have to wear these things. And that's what they did to him. So this guy who does the ankle bracelets, he will no longer work in the cases of criminals. He exclusively works with white collar people like my friend who got completely railroaded. He won't even work with. So he will be a guy putting an ankle bracelet on you if you decide you're not going to be quarantined because Jay Inslee in the local health authority decides you need to be quarantined. And this guy, six felonies, cut the ankle bracelet off, went out and committed, apparently according to Q13 and according to charging documents, went and committed this crime by attacking a woman on a trail. And Jay Inslee has the gall to tell you to stay locked inside your house. He has the gall to tell business owners, shut your business down, at the same time as releasing 1,000 people like that. I will challenge anybody. Anybody in local media, anybody who works for Jay Inslee, anybody, anytime, anywhere, no notes, no notice, I will debate you on you pretending this is about health. I will debate anyone, anywhere, anytime who wants to contend that letting felons free was for the coronavirus. It's on the face of it, it's laughable. Because it turns out one can in fact be quarantined within a jail. It just turns out that's the case. So, you know, Sideshow Bob likes to say this about when he's going to go enforce businesses and he's going to crush businesses that don't go along with the quarantine.
Our goal is 100% voluntary compliance. We want to be very clear. I don't want to have to use the powers of my office to hold accountable those who intentionally violate the governor's emergency orders. But I want to be very clear. If necessary, I will.
Okay, so let's do another contrast and compare moment. Is Bob Ferguson now going after all the people who've cut off their IDs, their ankle bracelets? Does he have a special task force? You released 1,000 of them onto the streets. You said they're violating the stay-home orders. What about the criminals who do this? Are you going to use your office to track them down? Because guess what? Once the ankle bracelet is cut off, they know it's cut off because it's not receiving a pulse. So do you have a task force, Bob? Jay Inslee, you released 1,000 of these people who are violent people into our society. You have 1,500 contact tracers to call us at our home and to use this app that apparently you're going to be able to build on top of the new iOS, iOS 13.5. You have all of that, Jay Inslee. How about using those 1,500 people? How about using 500 of them to track the felons you've let loose in society? And I want someone somewhere to debate me and tell me this was about health. I will listen to anybody. I'll have them on the show. I'll give you the first 10 minutes of airtime free. No questions, no interruptions to make the case that this is about health, because it's not. It can't be made. The case cannot be made. And the Republican leadership, send them my article. Text Todd, 800-465-8770. It's packed with facts and data. Send it to them and tell them that there's no healthcare emergency. Tell JT Wilcox and Mark Malosha, stop pretending this is legitimate. Stop pretending there's a healthcare emergency. We understand you have limits. You're in the minority. We get that. You're fighting a tough battle. We understand that, and we thank you for the battle you're fighting. We do. But stop treating it as legitimate. Make an announcement as a caucus. Make an announcement there is no healthcare emergency. Use the data that I provided in this piece. One more piece, just contrast and compare. Seattle Public Schools say it's impossible to teach right now. It's impossible. So kids get an A or they get an incomplete. They say it's impossible because one kid might not have internet access. Ari Hoffman's done the math on this. It's ridiculous on its face. The Seattle Public Schools, with their billion-dollar budget, could go out and find ways for kids to have access to the classroom. But they won't, because they're saying it's all social justice. Como News says that Seattle Public Schools is looking to fire up summer school.
Seattle Public Schools says it has a very unique opportunity right now to keep kids engaged in learning throughout the summer. That forced transition into virtual learning this spring worked. So now Superintendent Denise Juneau says they're opening summer school up to all students.
Focusing on students of color furthest from educational justice, with a targeted approach for African-American boys and young men, and to be really focused on racial equity in everything that we do in our decision-making.
There it is. It's a racial thing. There it is, right up front. Secondly, funny thing, I'm sure the union will make sure the teachers get paid overtime. Well, they haven't lost a dime. Well, they've not been teaching, not a single dime. Pensions continue to vest and build up. But they're going to get overtime, because that's the way it works in summer school. You want to slap back at this? The biggest thing you can do is go to informedparentsofwashington.com. There are 100 or so locations all around this state where that perverse pornographic sex ed bill that pretends that boys have periods, that boys menstruate, that gibberish will be taught unless you stop it. Go to informedparentsofwashington.com. Find a place where you can sign that referendum. Shove that back down Jansley's throat, back down the Seattle Public Schools' throat. Don't allow it to be taught in our schools. Don't allow it to change and pollute our culture. Don't allow that to happen. Informedparentsofwashington.com. If you have signed the referendum, please get 10 friends to sign. Go to informedparentsofwashington.com. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Lots of text messages from you. Lots to get to on the national scene, including Joe Scarborough. Oh, and man, we could do a whole other hour. Whole bit I wanted to talk to you about in the uniculture. I hope we have time for all this. It's the Todd Herman Show. Messages. These are great. 800-465-8770. Todd, please. Thanks for your information. I listen to your program every morning. Please send me the information you make reference to. 253. Super easy. Just like you texted us here, just at 800-465-8770, the only thing you need to write is Todd. Send that text. Boom. You will instantly get the article that has cost me two friendships and is packed with data. Also from the 253, welcome to the new China, Mexico, formerly known as Washington State. Inslee absorbed the campaign money of his failed presidential bid of last summer. His vacation is he got paid as governor, but didn't attend any business during his run for the White House. Yeah, that'd be a good time to give that back, Jay. What with 1 million Washingtonians having had their jobs stolen for a virus that has killed, if you're counting the people under the age of 72, it's killed 172 people. Entire state of Washington shut down. Businesses destroyed. 50% of businesses may not come back. Small businesses. Oh, I saw a great Facebook meme. I totally agree with this. When the restart comes, let's shut down Costco, Home Depot, and the big stores for just a little while, and Amazon, and let's let the small businesses catch up. Do you think that'd take fire? You think social equity, social justice, marginalized people? No one's been more marginalized than small business owners. So how about that? How about we let the small businesses handle everything? We shut the big businesses down for a little while. You think that would work? Why not? Yeah, it would destroy jobs. Well, also, they have lobbyists. That's why Sideshow Bob is afraid to go after Hobby Lobby. Sideshow is scared to death to go after Hobby Lobby. They're open in Spokane. Sideshow won't touch him. He's scared. Silly. From the 425. Apparently, the kid at the drive-thru window is more sanitary than my dentist, and the restaurant is cleaner than the dentist's office. Just wondering. Oh, just good news. Jay Inslee has waved his royal perfumed hand and said dentist's office may once again begin to do dentisting. Abortionists have been abortioning through all of this. I saw this. I got to find this text. Okay, one someone wrote earlier and said the secret to this mess was Inslee kept his friends in his corner. Exactly right. He paid off the government workers. He paid off the unions. He paid off the teachers' unions. They're not going to take a pay cut. Not even those that are not teaching are not going to take a pay cut. He paid off all his friends, kept them on this side. 63% approval rating, folks. This is why I'm asking you to share with your friends the information in my article. They've got to know this. The media in Washington State is the reason Inslee has this approval rating, because they've lied. So text Todd to 800-465-8770. On that same text line from the 206. Todd, I believe in downtown Seattle there are electronics that can sniff your iPhone and location. By the way, you wrote lictation, which is funny. They are white and on light poles. Yeah, I've heard about this, and there's no doubt we're being traced. But now Apple's not even hiding it. I mean, if they said this to you this way, hey, there's a bad flu, so would you download an iOS update that will let the government, you know, track you and everybody you've been near for the past 14 days? Because the flu season is a really bad flu season. You'd say, hell no. Well, Stanford University suggests in a new study that COVID-19 is less deadly than the flu. 360, Hobby Lobby's closing Puyallup and Lakewood, I think all Western Washington. Not the Spokane. And he will not come after them. Sideshow's afraid of him. 910, why can't science be questioned? At what point in our history, lobotomy, electroshock therapy was considered science? Right. We talked about this yesterday with scientism. 360, Joann's Fabric is exactly like Hobby Lobby. Why is Joann's open without fear? Because Jay Inslee. Hobby Lobby has conservative owners. That's why. That's why. 425, 67%. I believe they polled were all liberals. So 39% of libs disagree. That's a big number. I don't know that it's all liberals they polled. It might have been. But Inslee's support, right? Because the media has never, ever shared with the people of Washington State the truth. Or let's say it this way, the context. That's what you'll find in my article. You'll find the context. From Bo Biwan, we've been meeting as a church with people in the same building for weeks now. Small businesses open. Agreed. If every single gym in Washington State was to open, it'd be pretty hard for Bob Ferguson to go after every single gym. Oh, he'd do it. Take up a lot of time. A lot of effort, then wait the magical 72 hours and then shut down. And then open up again. Wait a week and open up again. Start playing whack-a-mole with these guys. You know what's most scary about this all to me? This whole affair? Is the absolute power of the uniculture. This has been breathtaking to me. Utterly breathtaking. You remember when the CEO of YouTube said that she was going to start to disappear content that disagreed with the World Health Organization and the CDC, basically saying technocrats at the CDC and the World Health Organization are now the executive editors of YouTube.
Removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated, so people saying, like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like, those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so remove is another really important part of our policy.
All right. So that's the plan, is to remove any information that goes against CDC guidelines, right? How are you going to do that? No, I'm asking a serious question. How do you get that done? Because Mark Simone with iHeartRadio put together an incredible list of Fauci's wrong predictions and contradictions that YouTube will keep up because he's Tony Fauci. CDC and the WHO are flawless even when they lie. CDC and the WHO keep their content up even when they've been proven wrong. Dr. Fauci is still considered the expert by YouTube, the biggest video site in the world. They have more content than the Globe's media companies, and by orders of magnitude. So Mark Simone put this list together. Dr. Fauci is basically one of the senior editors of YouTube. And listen to this. In January, Fauci says he warned Trump about real trouble, but that's not what he said publicly. So January, Fauci told Newsmax TV that the United States did not have to worry about the coronavirus and it was not a major threat. So YouTube, which Fauci video stays up? His claim? He said he told Trump it was serious, or his public statement where he said no worries? Which one? Uniculture, which one? See, the answer is it doesn't matter. He's Tony Fauci. Worship him. Forget the information. Scientism is about worshiping scientists. They're dispassionate. They cannot be bribed. Their emotions cannot change their opinion. They're perfect people. Scientism, worshiping scientists. Back to Mark Simone's list. Dr. Fauci warned of an apocalyptic coronavirus pandemic. Then just weeks later, he compared the coronavirus to bad flu. Which one stays up? There's plenty of doctors YouTube have disappeared saying, hey, you know what? This appears to be like a bad flu. Disappeared. Tony Fauci's still up. Why? Scientism and statism. The uniculture. Scientism, statism, celebism. Celebrityism. That's the uniculture. That's what you're fighting. And the uniculture itself admits, or our people don't have to be right. They just have to be our people. Back to Mark Simone's list from iHeartRadio. Dr. Fauci, based on all his prediction models that were off by millions, then later told reporters, you can't really rely on models. The man shut down our economy. The one time that President Trump listened to the insiders, the technocrats in D.C., the one time the president listened to them, it was to save lives. They found a way to get the president to listen to the deep state, and he did, and this is where we're at. March 20th, Dr. Fauci jumped in during a press conference on hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for coronavirus and corrected the president, saying, you have to be careful when you say fairly effective. It was never done in a clinical trial. It was given to individuals that felt maybe it worked. 2 weeks later, exactly. 6,000 doctors in an international poll ranked coronavirus as the top treatment to keep coronavirus from getting worse and killing people. Top prophylactic. So which Tony Fauci stays up? YouTube CEO. Which one? See, the uniculture doesn't care. Dr. Fauci was flawless when he said that this is a pandemic and it's very serious. He was also flawless when he said, it's no big deal, take a cruise. Dr. Fauci is flawless when he says hydroxychloroquine is not proven. 6,000 doctors who say it's the top way to treat, to stop the virus from getting worse and killing people, they're flawed. All of them. So the uniculture itself admits outright, our folks can contradict themselves, they'll stay in control. They can be wrong in enormously catastrophic ways, they're still our folks. Why? Because the uniculture isn't about truth. The uniculture is about power. Scientism, statism, celebism, the uniculture. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, wrap up the day with a personal note on AM 770 KTTH.
Down on Main Street.
Personal note today, person update. Apple has changed the description of OS 13.5. They took out mention of COVID-19. Isn't that interesting? Said goodbye yesterday to a property my mother has had for, is it that long? Yeah, it is. It's about 16, 17 years, a lake property in northern Idaho, and drove out with my daughter to say goodbye to it. And it was more for me than her. She was not that interested in it, although spent a lot of time there. And she and I are sentimental in different ways. So we experience things in different ways, which makes sense. We're different people. It reminds me of an element of parenting that maybe you share, right, as your kid's age. It took me a while to figure this out. That being a parent of a younger kid is in some ways easier. And, you know, the teen years, I mean, obviously they're famous for being tumultuous, and for some more than others. They're also famous for the pain of separation, that we as parents have that duality that we want our kids with us all the time. We love our kids. But we also know they must establish themselves as the independent human beings if they're meant to be. And the independent human beings are going to go live in ways we may not like, we may love, right? That's who they are. They are not our possessions. They are independent human beings in their own right. When they're young, we have magic. We have magic. That's what it comes down to. Do you remember being a young parent of a young kid? And the magic is like this. We're talking about memories. I remember this case. Parenting, where we used to, from the time she was born, talk to her about words. And can you say this word? Can you say that? Always trying to feed her language and books and the joy of books. And one day she was on the changing table and she pointed at my arm. I used to wear Rydell t-shirts almost exclusively. I don't know why. I got a bunch of them. And she pointed at my arm and she said, because it had the R, the Rydell R. And she said, Daddy's R. I said, yeah, that's good. That's good. Right. Daddy's R. She told me recently, she said, you know what? I thought that was your R. I said, I thought that was like your special R. I thought no one else had that R. But I remember that moment so well. I remember this moment that we shared as a dad at the lake, that we used to play a game out at the lake cabin called the Thirsty Games, because I read the Hunger Games multiple times before I let my daughter read it. And then see the movies. And she didn't want to read the books, so I recited them to her. Really. We were downstairs in our home, and I recited the books to her. I told them to her verbally, playing some of the parts, etc. One of the great, great parenting moments that we've had together. So we invented this thing at the lake called the Thirsty Games with the cousins, and we would have challenges like running on the water pad, the lily pad, and swimming and jumping and all these challenges. And the neighbor kids used to come by when they'd find out we're in town, and can we play the Thirsty Games? And I had magic. I had magic. Parents of little kids have magic. There was a fish. This is a big, big sunfish that looked like it was never going to get caught. Was swimming under our dock, and I came up with a little song. Tell you about a fish named Clever. He's never been caught, no, never. And we extended the lyrics. The kids are in their late teens, and they remember that song, and they remember that fish. Because as parents of younger kids, we contain magic. So did the kids. They still do. They're still our kids. We still love them. They still contain magic. When reading The Cat in the Hat to my daughter for the first time, I came to the scene where the cat knocks in the door. And I said, should they let him in? She like stared at the book and her face got crossed. And she said, no, bad cat. And I talked to her about this now. She still has magic. I said, why'd you say that? She goes, look, if some big thing came by my house that was far too big to be a cat and it looked like a dude, why would I let him in? That wasn't quite what she felt when she was a little kid. She just saw what was coming. It was magic. It's the inability to have magic anymore that makes the teen years so tough. We cannot touch hurts away. We cannot kiss them away. We cannot distract. So we need to recede from magic and become a different person with our kids. We'll always be parents, but it's also part being partner. And partners listen, and they collaborate, and they commiserate, and they recognize that I can't fix all things because I never was magic. It was the relationship that was magic. And guess what? That relationship, that will always be there. That's the magic part. It wasn't us, sorry to tell you. Rush Limbaugh's next. I believe it's Mark Stein filling in. We do this every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.